Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We have been dwelling for several broadcasts upon verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul expresses his disappointment that none of his Christian comrades, none of his fellow believers, stood with him in the hour of his trial. And he's talking about a literal legal trial in Rome. When he said, at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. Well, that's a sad thing. And it needs to be thoughtfully meditated upon and lessons drawn from it, as we have been doing for the last several broadcasts. But the real purpose of it, I think, is to contrast the unreliability of men with the unfailing faithfulness and reliability of God. What we really have is the unreliability of man as a backdrop to display the unfailing goodness and faithfulness of God. But you have to read three verses together to understand it in that context. And so after saying in verse 16, at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me, may it not be charged against them, he goes on in verse 17 to say, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And so after expressing his deep personal disappointment because of those who didn't stand with him, he quickly goes on to say, nevertheless, God was faithful. God stood by me. God met my need. God did not abandon me. And that's the message we should take away from this section. And so thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, October 11. And many thanks to those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to remain on this station. Well, Paul was disappointed, but he responded graciously to the letdown of men, even though he pointed out the weakness of his fellow believers who should have stood by him at this time, but also made it clear that God's purposes were served in spite of human frailty. And that's where we come to the unfailing faithfulness of God. But the Lord stood with me. And in verses 17 and 18, we learn many important truths about God. And that's where our focus should lie. The first one is that God is not dependent upon men. That's right. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me, may it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. But the Lord, notwithstanding the Lord. Now, normally, when somebody needs encouragement, help, strength, how does God supply that? Through men, normally. Normally, when somebody needs encouragement, he'll send a believer along to encourage them. Normally, when somebody needs financial help, he'll send a believer along with the means and the disposition to help, and they will become the hand of God in that situation. Normally, when someone needs some advice, God will send along a believer who has wisdom and an understanding of Scripture, and that believer will be able to be the minister of God to that person on God's behalf. But in this case, there were no men who were willing to be identified with Paul, no men that were willing to stand with Paul in his hour of trial, no men, apparently, who were willing to even risk visiting Paul in prison, where if they did that, they would be identified as friends of Paul and would bring themselves under unwelcome scrutiny. And so in this case, the Lord strengthened him without human agency. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Now, what we don't know is exactly how God did that. But we know He did. Did He send an angel? Perhaps. Did Paul know the presence of Christ on this occasion? That's not impossible. We know that Christ appeared to Paul on several occasions throughout his lifetime. We don't know how God strengthened him, but we know He did. It was tangible. It was measurable. It was definable. It was something that Paul could write about and know about and report on. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me. And that's a good lesson for all of us, that God doesn't need men. Now, we're often told that He does, but that's not right. I remember hearing many times a little poem, a little saying, growing up, something like this: He has no hands but my hands. He has no feet but my feet. He has no mouth but my mouth. Well, if that were the case, then Paul would have been left without help, because none of the believers yielded their hands, their feet, their mouth, their abilities, their strength, their resources, their presence to God to minister to Paul. Again, I repeat, normally God does use men, and it's a privilege to be used by God. We should be grateful that God is willing to use us. We should always be eager to become the hands and feet and mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course we should. We should always be looking for opportunities to minister in the name of Christ, recognizing that in doing so, Christ counts that as having ministered to Him. Lord, when did we feed you when you were hungry? When did we clothe you? When did we give you something to drink? When did we visit you in prison? When you did this to the least of these my brethren, said Jesus, you did it unto me. So, yes, we ought to be busy using our hands and feet and everything that God has given us to serve the Lord by serving others, because that's the way we serve the Lord, is by serving others. So to say what I'm saying is not a justification for not giving ourselves in service. No, it's only reasonable that we do that. As Paul said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's only reasonable that we present to God our bodies, a living sacrifice, our bodies, our hands, our feet, our bodies in service to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's only reasonable that we do that. And it is certainly a privilege that we are allowed to do that, but don't ever get the idea that God is dependent upon that. And if we don't do what we ought to do, that God is stymied. God is thwarted. God is helpless. Even if we say, well, he isn't actually helpless because we know he has all power, but he has voluntarily become helpless by restricting himself to operating through his children. And if we don't do it, then it won't be done. That's not what this text suggests. This tells us that if we won't do it, it'll still be done. We're talking about, on the one hand, the unreliability of men, and on the other hand, the unfailing faithfulness of God. If we don't do it, don't you dare say that it won't be done. Don't you dare think it won't be done. If men fail you, God still will keep his promises to you. If men fail you, who you think ought to be the instruments of God to minister to you, that doesn't mean that God is unable to help you. God is not dependent upon man's actions for his action. God isn't dependent upon men to accomplish his work. God is not dependent upon man's cooperation for his success. God is able to accomplish his purposes with or without you, with or without me, with or without an obedient, faithful, serving, submitted church. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Another obvious lesson here is that God is faithful to his word. Man is not. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there were not some in Rome that on a previous occasion, when Paul was not in prison, when Paul was there with them, or maybe when he was under house arrest the first time and his circumstances were not so critical and did not look so ominous, probably there were a number of believers in Rome who said, Paul, if you ever need help, I'll be glad to help you. If you ever need anything, let me know. You can count on me. I'll be glad to help you. I'll do whatever you need. Just let me know how I can help you. I'll be glad to do it. And things like that that we often say and should and are well-meaning when we say them. But when Paul really needed them, where were they? They were gone. They were not faithful to their word. Just like Peter, who swore that he would never desert Christ and then deserted him. But God is always faithful. God stood by him. God strengthened him. God took care of him. God ministered to him. Because God is faithful to his promises. He who promised Paul, I will never leave you nor forsake you, was true to his promise. He did not leave Paul. He did not forsake Paul. The Lord stood with me. That's a wonderful reminder of the faithfulness of our God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.